Injuries care for Ishant Sharma in Delhi training. Arsenal strike late to beat wasteful West Ham in Premier League. BCCI Emirates Cricket Board sign MOU hosting agreement to boost cricketing ties between India-UAE. Steve Smith, Jofra Archer, Jos Buttler clear mandatory COVID-19 tests for T20 League. Bangladesh's batting consultant Macmillan out of Sri Lanka tour due to personal tragedy. Neymar to lead Brazil in 2022 World Cup qualifying. In what comes as a big blow for Delhi ahead of their opening T20 league encounter, Ishant Sharma injured himself during training and is said to be sidelined for a considerable amount of time. Ishant has had a history of injuries in the recent past. In January this year, he was sidelined first due to an ankle injury and a month later returned to play a test against New Zealand before injuring the same ankle, which had put a question mark over the future of the 32-year-old. The match remains Ishant's last competitive outing after going through an extensive rehabilitation procedure at the NCAA. Delhi's other potential like-for-like replacements for Ishant from the existing squad include Harshal Patel, Mohit Sharma and Avesh Khan. Mikel Arteta praised Arsenal's mental strength to strike late through Eddie Nketiah and beat West Ham 2-1 despite an underwhelming performance at the Emirates Stadium. The Gunners moved level with Everton and the Crystal Palace on maximum points at the top of the table after two games, but were far from the standards they have set under Arteta. In other matches of the day, Manchester United were beaten by Crystal Palace 3-1. Everton beat West Brom 5-2, while newly promoted side Leeds United beat Fulham 4-3 in a close encounter. BCCI and the Emirates Cricket Board have signed a Memorandum of Understanding and Hosting Agreement to boost cricketing ties between the two countries. Khalid Al Zarouni, the Vice President of the ECB, and Mubashir Usmani, its General Secretary, met with Shah and Sourav Ganguly, the BCCI President, at Dubai Sports City. Details of the hosting agreement are yet to be announced, but it could mean the Emirates staging the planned series between India and England on the BCCI's behalf as a result of the COVID-19 situation. Captain Steve Smith, along with star players Jofra Archer and Jos Buttler, have cleared the mandatory COVID-19 test on arrival and are available to play Rajasthan's T20 League opener against Chennai at Sharjah Cricket Ground on September 22nd. The trio were part of the 21-strong contingent of Australia and England players who arrived in the UAE from UK by a special chartered flight on September 17th. Former Australia skipper Steve Smith has had concussion problems and missed all three ODIs against England, and his participation in the opening game is subject to clearance from both franchisee and Cricket Australia's medical team. Bangladesh's newly appointed batting consultant Craig Macmillan will be unable to take up the role for the team's upcoming tour due to a loss in the family, said the BCB. The former New Zealand batsman who replaced Neil McKenzie for a short stint informed BCB that he is unavailable to work with the national team for the tour of Sri Lanka that is yet to be finalized due to the loss of his father. Macmillan and his compatriot Daniel Vittori were informed by the BCB to come to Dhaka first and later go to Sri Lanka with the squad if the tour eventually was to materialize. Brazil coach Tite kept faith with the troubled Neymar, choosing him to lead the Selecao as they launch their 2020 World Cup qualifying campaign next month. Young Lion midfielder Bruno Guimarães comes into the squad and could make his international debut, while Real Madrid striker Rodrigo also returns. The five-time world champions play Bolivia in Sao Paulo on October 9th, then travel to Lima to face Peru 4 days later. The matches were originally scheduled for March, but were postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic.